And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, offering the superior service that you deserve since 1939, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts for the past 80 years. Receive the one-on-one personalized attention from a local small business and still enjoy their 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life. Just sit back and leave your propane needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Call 800-242-0422 or visit propaneCT.com.
Good evening. Yes, we're together once again in the Afterglow, and I'm still Father John. You're still you. So welcome to our time together to transform from the hectic to the relaxed. Put away the cares, open up the windows, and let a little fresh air in. On second thought, don't open the windows. It's too cold, much too cold. Just open yourself to the beauty around you and see in the afterglow God's secret message to you and only to you today. He speaks of love, of generosity, and of the value of time spent together in contemplation. You know, too often we communicate without being present. We listen without really hearing. And sometimes we speak without really thinking. So the next time you're communicating with someone by phone, email, or text message, or in direct person-to-person conversation, bring your focus to the other person. Stop doing anything else and really take in what the other person is communicating. Hear their words, the tones, the pauses. If communicating in writing, really read every word. Don't forget to listen wholeheartedly. When responding, devote the same level of attention and intention to your own communication. Don't just reel off a pat answer. Offer a response that acknowledges and addresses what the other has said. Let your words come from deep within. You may be surprised to find that you're really communicating. Yes, life is good. So think positive thoughts with me tonight in the Afterglow. What if you find greater passion for living while spending time here in the Afterglow? Well, you'll actually begin to live life, loving life to the fullest. And that's an extraordinary thing. I'm Father John, and this is where we unwind, relax, and get life back into balance. So we focus on the world around us rather than on our own personal problems. Right. Of course, we all have them. Personal problems, that is. Money and power don't buy you security or immunity from problems. But when you expand your horizons enough to be concerned and compassionate about another person's problem rather than your own, you see, a miracle occurs of sorts. You get the strength and the wisdom, the courage and the direction to deal effectively with your own problems, while charity allows you to help your neighbor out. Try it. Come on, you'll see what I mean. Now, looking through the pages of history, we see that today marks the birth anniversary of a man who was voted the greatest Briton in a poll taken by the BBC in 2002. Winston Churchill was born in 1874 into an aristocratic family, the Dukes of Marlborough. Churchill's father died at the age of 24, leaving Churchill to believe that he would die at a young age too, leaving him little time to make a mark on the world. When Churchill was just 19, he joined the military and saw combat in India. In 1900, he joined British Parliament as a member of the Conservative Party. He rejoined the military during World War I as a lieutenant colonel. After leading one of the English Army's most effective fronts, he was appointed to Secretary State of War and Secretary State of Air. He returned to Parliament, but soon lost power after trying to change the British currency system and fighting with others in his own political party. Winston Churchill got his power back the day England declared war on Germany, and he was given the title of First Lord of the Admiralty. He was shortly after named British Prime Minister after Neville Chamberlain resigned. Churchill led the British armies through 6 years of war along with the Allied armies and eventually won it through the strategic plan of attacking Normandy on D-Day. Winston Churchill was elected Prime Minister again in 1951 and spent the following years involved in government before his death in 1965. His work went beyond his politics, as he also was a successful Impressionist painter, awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature, and was awarded Time Person of the Year back in 1940. And tonight we remember Winston Churchill, born today in 1874. Now, today we also celebrate another birth anniversary, but unlike Winston Churchill, this person was not a fan of politics. Samuel Langhorne Clemens was born in 1835, but you may know him best as Mark Twain. Twain was raised in rural Missouri, which became the setting for many of his novels. He started working for a newspaper at the age of 12 after the death of his father and educated himself at nights in the public library. He later changed professions, eventually becoming a steamboat pilot. This is the profession where he obtained his pen name as the term Mark Twain, which means the water was safe enough to pass within Twain, meaning the depth of the water. After marrying his wife, Olivia, he settled down in Hartford, Connecticut, where he had four children. He wrote for newspapers about his travels until he had his first novel published, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. After the success of Tom Sawyer, Twain wrote The Prince and the Pauper and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huckleberry Finn is considered Twain's most famous work, being called the greatest American novel and becoming mandatory for many schools to teach. His writing was known for its rich humor and social criticism. He did get one last book published 100 years after his death in 1910, his autobiography, which became a bestseller. As Mark Twain said about his own writing, books are like water. Those of the great geniuses are wine. Fortunately, everybody drinks water. Mark Twain, born 186 years ago today. Here's a song inspired by Mark Twain's travelogue following the equator, Remittance Man by Jimmy Buffett.
Sinner on the mainland, he's a sinner on the sea. He looks for absolution, not accountability. How many destinations, oh God, he's seen them all. He collects his precious pittance, never a port of call. Remittance man, black sheep of the family clan, broke too many rules along the way. Remittance man, so far away from home, no, they'll never understand the remittance man. Man of empty pockets, from jingling his change, the idleness and grieving for all that he retains. By the harbor lights of Sydney or the Bora Bora moon, he recites his sad confession to the seagulls and the loons. Remittance man, black sheep of the family clan, broke too many rules along the way. Remittance man, so Well, you can claim that you were born a prince, but you're the only one you can convince. Survivor with no livelihood, that you could ever make it good, but still you dream of what you can.
That was Jimmy Buffett with a song called Remittance Man. Well, you're in the Afterglow with Father John on WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. And this is where we look at some of the principles of life and evaluate how they might operate in our own lives. We meet now at the intersection of where faith meets life. You know, back when television producer and screenwriter Stephen J. Cannell had 2,000 people working for him, his company would hire talented kids right out of film school to work in the mailroom and to do other odd jobs. Often, Cannell would hear complaints about the $7 per hour starting wage or all the overtime, and he'd think to himself, wow, they just don't get it. That job and their wages and my company are here for just a short time in these kids' lives. While they could turn this experience into a tremendous launching pad, instead they're complaining about short-term stuff like dollars. They don't even comprehend that how high they could go in life could very well be determined by how much time and effort they put in downstairs in my mailroom. Then, one day, Cannell began hearing about an unusual new recruit. He was 40 years old and had been a rock and roll drummer earning over $100,000 a year in the music business. With his wife expecting a baby, he wanted off the road and was willing to take a job at minimum wage in Cannell's mailroom. Have you met the new guy? People would say. Soon everyone was talking about his work ethic, his attitude and drive. Steve Bears was one of those guys who was always looking to be of extra service, always with his ears open to projects that needed to be done. When he was filling in for Cannell's regular limo driver one day, he overheard Cannell mention a suit that he would need cleaned for an upcoming function. The next day, it appeared freshly back from the dry cleaners on the hook in the limo. When Cannell asked him how it got there, he replied, "I got it from your wife and had it cleaned." When he heard that a secretary needed to get checks to the bank right away, he offered to take them on his lunch hour. When kids in the mailroom fumed about having to deliver scripts to actors' homes at midnight on a night that they had a date, Beers said, "Give them to me, I'll do it." Yet he never asked for extra compensation or even took credit for his efforts. When two of Cannell's producers asked on the same day that Bears be made associate producer on their new shows, Cannell enthusiastically assigned him to 21 Jump Street, a huge jump up from the mailroom. A year later, Cannell moved him up to producer on 21 Jump Street, and then shortly thereafter to co-executive producer on that show and on Booker, paying him over $500,000 a year. "He's not a writer," Cannell said. "He really had none of the tools you would need to become an executive producer, except one. He was willing to work so hard that he stood head and shoulders above everybody else, which showed me exactly the kind of attitude and dedication he had." Since becoming the co-executive producer for 21 Jump Street, Beers has produced numerous pilots and series, including Steven Spielberg's sci-fi miniseries, Taken. Beers was also the co-executive producer of Showtime's hit series, Dead Like Me. Beers' directing credits include episodes of Dead Like Me, Magnet 7, Sequest, and of course, 21 Jump Street. What was the success principle that took Steve Beers from the mailroom to the top? From $7 an hour to $500,000 a year, he was willing to go the extra mile and exceed everyone's expectations. What could you accomplish if you are willing to go the extra mile, put in just a little extra effort, provide just a little more service? Are there circumstances in your life right now where you could do more, provide better value, over-deliver, or improve on what is asked of you? Do you have the opportunity, but also the personal initiative, to go the extra mile? If you are willing to do more than you are paid to do, eventually you will be paid to do more than you do. And that's where faith meets law.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains.
Whitney Houston with a song called One Moment in Time. Well, here in the Afterglow, there's always more to the story of life that needs to be told. And we'll tell it right here in the Afterglow. This is your time. Time for you to relax and let me do the talking. But you can take notes. Now tell me, how much do you love cooking? I know I love it a lot. Cooking is a relaxing activity that can help take your mind off of stress And there is one book that has helped people enjoy cooking for 90 years. It's called The Joy of Cooking, and it was first released on this day back in 1931, written by then little-known homemaker Irma Rombauer. She was a widow who needed a way to support herself and her family financially in her 50s. She wrote the cookbook from years of recipes and paid for the first 3,000 copies to be published herself. A company that previously only printed labels for shoe companies published the book. Only 5 years later, The Joy of Cooking was picked up by a commercial publishing company, and it was soon in the kitchens all over the country. Today, over 18 million copies have been sold, and the cookbook has been updated several times. So we honor the cookbook that for 90 years has helped many people relax and find the joy of cooking.
Well, well, hello, Joe. Look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Spread the welcome out for you. Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a hall. Great big hall, band and all. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a hall. And spread the welcome out for you. Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Hi!
That was Georgia Gibbs with If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. Not me. I don't bake, but I do like cake. Chocolate, lots of it, just in case you're baking. Well, putting stress to rest is what we're all about. The inability to effectively deal with stress is a killer and takes its toll on life and on the people that are in your life. So, let's deal with it. Now in the afterglow, it's story time. Once upon a time, a daughter complained to her father that her life was miserable and that she didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It seemed just as one problem was solved, another one soon followed. Her father, a chef, took her to the kitchen. He filled 3 pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Once the 3 pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in one pot, eggs in a second pot, and ground coffee beans in the 3rd pot. He let them sit and boil without saying a word to his daughter. The daughter moaned and impatiently waited, wondering what he was doing. Well, after 20 minutes, he turned off the burners. He took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. He pulled the boiled eggs out and placed them in a bowl. He then ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her, he asked, "Daughter, what do you see?" "Potatoes, eggs, and coffee," she hastily replied. "Look closer," he said, "and touch the potatoes." She did and noted that they were soft. He then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, he asked her to sip the coffee. Its rich aroma brought a smile to her face. "Father, what does this mean?" she asked. He then explained that the potatoes, the eggs, and the coffee beans had each faced the same adversity, the boiling water. However, each one reacted differently. The potato went in strong, hard, and unrelenting, but in boiling water it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile, with the thin outer shell protecting its liquid interior until it was put in the boiling water. Then the inside of the egg became hard. However, the ground coffee beans were unique. After they were exposed to the boiling water, they changed the water and created something new. "Which are you?" he asked his daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a potato, an egg, or a coffee bean?" Something to think about.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I never could have hoped to win, you're starting down the road leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now.
Well, we're here in the afterglow in a relaxed atmosphere of peace and acceptance. That was Elton John with a song called I'm Still Standing. I'm Father John. Thanks for keeping me company. We're building a good foundation from which to enter a relaxing evening. You deserve it. We'll try to make it happen for you throughout the evening right here on WJMJ. Now, if peace and relaxation have still eluded you and you need a double dose in the Afterglow this evening, you can hear it all over again, or if you joined us late, that's all right too. I know many people who are never on time. But you can rewind time and listen from the very beginning. Just go to our website, wjmj.org. Under the WJMJ tab, you'll find the In the Afterglow podcast menu. Click on tonight's show and listen again, or for the first time, to what you missed. A song, a story, where faith meets life. Listen again. You're in the driver's seat, in control, when you visit WJMJ.org. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. You and I are governed. The weather determines what we wear. The terrain tells us how to travel. God, our shepherd, doesn't check the weather. He makes it. He doesn't defy gravity. He created it. God is what He is. What He has always been, God is Lord of life. An unchanging God, an uncaused God, and an ungoverned God.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Tuesday of the first week of Advent. Many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and never saw it, to hear what you hear and never heard it. A small group of Brazilian mothers were meeting to help prepare their children for First Communion. Living in a shanty town of the city of Sao Paulo, all were poor, and none had received much formal education. The theme was that Jesus was born poor and humble and shares our lives. They easily identified with a poor family on the move whose baby was born in a stable, and swapped accounts about their own experiences of being poor, having no health care, trying to make ends meet, and being badly treated by mistresses at their workplaces. The catechist then asked them, "Why did Jesus choose to be born poor and humble?" "Maybe," said one woman, a mother of 10, of whom 3 had died and only 2 were working, "maybe it was to show these rich people that we are important too." Then another woman intervened. "I think that God chose His Son to be born like us so that we can realize that we are important," she said. "It is not just to show the bosses, it is to show us too." Well, in today's gospel, Jesus delights that the good news is often revealed to the uneducated and the young. He praises the Father for giving insights to those who are not among society's elite.
Being a good listener is part of being a Christian. This may mean listening to those whose views are not regarded as worthwhile by society in general. It may mean finding out about the insights of churches in poorer areas of the world. People who have education and influence are not necessarily the most enlightened about the way God works in the world. So, we pray for the humility to listen to insights on our faith, which may come from unexpected sources. May we be open to being challenged about what we believe and to dialogue with others outside our usual circles. May we even have the courage to listen to the sounds of silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because
because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of
cars. And now on this Tuesday, the 30th day of November, in the first week of Advent, the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Andrew the Apostle. And as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, I ask for your peace that is beyond all comprehension to invade my heart and my mind right now. Help me to live your way so that I can walk in an upright manner and find the way of peace that you have for me to walk. I confess that even though I know you and love you and believe in you, I still have times when I am robbed of peace by the things I hear and see around me. Sometimes the lack of peace in others makes me less peaceful. Help me to keep my mind focused on you and not on distressing events around me. Help me to trust you so much that I am not fearful or swayed by my emotions. I want to have such strong faith in you and your word that even bad news will not throw me. Help me to not even fear bad news, because I know you are in charge of my life and will walk with me and protect me. Protect the people I love and care about as well. Help them to trust in you and know you in a deeper way as well. Help me to keep my eyes only on you so that I can remain in your peace.
Be still, my
I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise is always in my mouth. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad.
Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise God's name. I sought the Lord, who answered me, and set me free from all my terrors.
Look towards the Lord and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. When the lowly call out, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress.
The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who are reverent, to rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are they who seek refuge in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When I came to you, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God.
Andrew followed Jesus through the cross to glory.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is your name.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Andrew followed Jesus through the cross to glory.
Gracious God, you give us courage to live the gospel. In faith, we pray.
Renew our hearts, O God.
Help us to face an unknown future with hope, courage, and creativity. In faith, we pray.
Renew our hearts, O God.
Inspire us to show appreciation to essential workers, first responders, and dedicated caregivers. In faith, we pray.
Renew our hearts, O God.
Let your perpetual light shine on all the faithful departed and give them peace and joy in your eternal presence. In faith, we pray.
Renew our hearts, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God steady our hearts, give us peace of mind, and fulfill our hopes for new life in Christ by the power of the Spirit working through us. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you, with steadfast love, would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night, tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
Be still, my love, know that I am God. Be still, my love, know that I am God. Though nations fight, though kingdoms fall, though spiteful hearts will harm, your mercy holds us. We hear you call, we linger in your resting arms as you say, be still, my love, know that I am God. Be
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he go before you to lead you and follow after you to give you strength. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.